Julian Assange walked into the Ecuadorian embassy on Tuesday and has been staying there ever since. He spoke to a radio station in his native Australia from the embassy.
Ecuador, back in 2010, suggested that perhaps I should come to Ecuador and be given residency. So they are sympathetic over a long period of time. So we hope that the asylum application will be viewed favourably.
The Ecuadorian president, Rafael Correa, said his government was considering the asylum application.
We'll take the time that is necessary because we're dealing with a very serious topic that we take on with absolute responsibility. However, in the meantime, Mr. Assange is in the Ecuadorian embassy in London and under the protection of the Ecuadorian state.
Julian Assange founded the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks, which published confidential files on the Iraq and Afghanistan wars and thousands of US cables sent between overseas diplomats and Washington. Two WikiLeaks volunteers in Sweden claim he attacked them in 2010. No charges have been filed. Assange claims the sex was consensual. Last week, Britain's Supreme Court dismissed his attempt to reopen his extradition appeal. Assange claims the allegations are politically motivated and fears being extradited to the US. His supporters have followed him throughout his legal battles and have now set up camp outside the embassy. His move to request asylum appears to have caused some surprise. Among his supporters is Ben Griffin, a former soldier in the British Army.
We've been supporting Julian throughout this legal process. We've been outside the higher court and the Supreme Court, and we found out that Julian had seeking asylum here at the Ecuadorian embassy, and we're supporting him through that process. We understand and we know, acknowledge that he's got some very powerful enemies, and so we support him in this action.
British police say Julian Assange has broken the terms of his bail release by staying inside the Ecuadorian embassy. That means he could face arrest if his bid fails, and a lot of his high-profile friends who put up the bail money could lose out.
If Ecuador does give asylum to Julian Assange, analysts say it is likely to cause a serious rift in diplomatic relations between Britain and Ecuador. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.